I'm recording now.
I'm recording now.
I have hit recording.
Okay, great. Welcome to the wonderful warm-up audio. Does anyone have anything they really, really want to talk about for the next few minutes?
Aside from the fact that my fucking power is out and I am currently in this call using my fucking cell phone data.
Well, Jordan, I very much appreciate the sacrifices you are making.
Yes. I assure you, listener, you may think, oh, Jordan sounds fine. I don't sound fine to David and Fox.
No, I think you sound fine-tastic, which is a word I just invented to describe how fine you are.
Wow, David. Wow.
How I got married, I don't know.
I don't know, David.
Oh, is that how you talk to your wife when you first met them?
Something like that. I fell asleep on our third date, which is really the best part of it.
Oh, man.
So what happened was, I had just come back from Japan and I was so tired. My wife's name is Rachel, and she just said, I have big sleepy and I fell asleep while we were having dinner. And like, we were supposed to go to a concert after, and she just took me home.
Aww.
I mean, after when you say you just got back from Japan, is it like you just landed that day?
I landed maybe 2 days ago.
Okay, so you're still
Japan
like
gave
you're
me the worst
on,
jet lag of my life.
It is like a tough jet lag to get over. I've done that trip before, and yeah, it does that 16-hour difference does really hit you.
It's a hell of a thing though when you arrive before you left.
And I'm a broke artist, and I can't afford to go anywhere.
Aww.
One day, right?
One day. That's our. If we get $10,000 a month on Patreon, we'll pay for the Shonen Flop cast to go to Japan.
You hear that, everybody?
You can find
please.
Some of the artists who made flops and talk to them in person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find Tabata and ask him, what was it like making the most manga of all time? Because we're reading Black Clover right now for a bonus episode.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I recognize that name, but I couldn't place it. I've read Black Clover, and the manga of all time is the best way to describe it, because it is...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is certainly a shonen series.
Yeah. You know what? I gotta give a hats off to him. He knew he couldn't do better than this, and he is killing it at just making the most generic shonen manga ever made.
Wait, he makes Demon Slayer?
Yeah, 100%.
Ha!
Boom!
I gotta say Black Clover,
I'll agree with that also. I'm also not the biggest Demon Slayer fan. After
oh yeah, especially that last arc one just shit itself.
I mean, I knew it was gonna be generic when I first read the title. Can you pick a more generic manga title than Demon Slayer?
I mean, that's not... There's Demons of the Shadow Realm, which is one of the stupidest titles, and yet that manga is absolutely exquisite.
I still think that Demons of the Shadow Realm is less generic than Demon Slayer. That tells you absolutely, like, nothing about the manga. Like, oh, it's a manga where they fight demons. I've never read a manga like that before. Wow.
Yeah.
Like...
Haven't you ever heard of Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, like, you could have also called Chainsaw Man Demon Slayer. You could have called Yu Yu Hakusho Demon Slayer. You could have called, like, so many manga Demon Slayer. You could have called Inuyasha Demon Slayer.
Oh, God. And then, Foxcade, is there any series that you've been reading lately that you would say are a little bit less generic than Black Clover?
Nothing new that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, I'm regularly reading One Piece. I... still sporadically check in on Jujutsu Kaisen and just go,
I needed a break from it.
Yeah, I took a long break from it, and even then I come back to it and I just go, yeah. The whole, like, the comedy, the comedian fight was interesting just because it was a cool idea. Yeah. Like, the idea of, like, a
from
fight
Watchmen?
Between characters where it is a guy who's doing a bit, and the only way to counteract the bit is to engage with the bit. It's like, that is a fun way to do a shonen fight that, like, has never been done before. The rest of the series in the last, like, year or so, I'm just so tuned out on, because it highlights the author doesn't know how to articulate its power abilities, and so every fight is spent, like, articulating pages and pages of, like, this is how this works and blah blah blah, and it's like, If you need to spend this much time explaining how your combat works, I think you did a bad job setting it up.
Unless
I mean, all the abilities
Rocky,
just sound like in all the abilities just sound like in and out orders, you know, where you got like the double triple and like the reverse inverse. Dude, that last fight, like I was like, I don't think anyone actually understood what was happening in that fight.
No,
but I will say that I will say that fight with the Toon Force guy was definitely the most engaged I've been in Jujutsu Kaisen in probably a year.
Can I say like,
that was like, this is super fucking dope.
My experience with Jujutsu Kaisen is just thinking, wow, this is like Discount Chainsaw Man.
Oh yeah. It's often a, it's not true, but often people say that Fujimoto worked on Jujutsu Kaisen. Or the reverse, I forget the release order of them. I don't think, they're probably friends in real life, but I don't think they've ever actually collaborated together professionally.
That's kind of surprising, because like, you're right, it feels like one of them was the other's assistant at some point.
Because they both have a very, like, a scratchy art style to the way they draw, like it's very unrefined, but in like a good way. And so, like, when I think I always heard it as Fujimoto was the person who did Jujutsu Kaisen's assistant. And that makes sense, because it's like, oh, okay, he worked with him, and then he went off to do his own thing.
Is JJK older than Chainsaw Man? Because I didn't realize that.
I believe so. Huh. Not by a lot, but I believe it is. Has been going for a little bit longer.
I mean...
I could be 100% wrong. I could also be crazy, but.
Oh man, speaking of manga and anime, like, which we never speak of on here.
well, anime, we don't watch anime.
Yeah. Well, I am, because Dorohedoro is coming back and I am psyched.
Jordan is so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Season 2. Dorohedoro's
cool. Yo, and 4 years later, the only good 3D anime I've ever seen.
And Dantadon is finally getting an anime.
Nice.
Yeah, Fox Kid, have you read that series?
I do know about that series. I had to think about the name for a second. I've not read it, but a friend was telling me about it, and then I was looking at art for the series, and I just, holy shit, this looks so cool. And then I just never followed up on that. So when I heard
it's so good
anime, and I saw the trailer, fuck, it looks so cool. The art, the colorful,
it's a cool
creativeness
series
on display. I'm very excited for that series. I have very high hopes.
And
that
actually is an offer that worked on Chainsaw Man.
That would make sense from everything I saw the visuals.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense.
There's actually, Fujimoto actually has kind of three children that have all really taken off, where the creators of Dantadon, Spy Family, and Hell's Paradise all worked with him on either Fire Punch or Chainsaw Man. So I'm sure he's just so happy to see his children doing well.
Okay,
you know?
That is what I thought I was thinking of when I was thinking of like Fujimoto and assistants. It wasn't he was working with Jujutsu Kaisen. Maybe that's true. I entirely don't know. But the one I was actually thinking of deep in my brain and I was forgetting is I do remember that his assistant worked made Hell's Paradise. Because when I saw Hell's Paradise and I was reading it, it made sense as soon as my friend told me that. He was like, oh, this is Fujimoto's old assistant. And it was just, that tracks 100% based on everything about the like art style and the way they present romance and sexuality. And
I don't mean to rush, but my computer is at 50% power and I cannot charge it. So we should start going.
Okay, Jordan, is your computer in airplane mode, by the way? Because that should help preserve your battery life.
Why don't I do that? Okay, I just did that.
Okay, cool. No, but we'll still go through it. That is a good heads up, Jordan. Thank you for letting us know. So we will... the last little bit is I just want to talk with you, Fox, and figure out the section starters. So this is really just so we have a good flow of conversation. Mm. Out of the main sections that are in bold, why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict, are there any you want to get the first word in? That doesn't mean you have to do the majority of the talking or have a strong point. It's just so we have a good transition between discussion points. And as our guest, we want to give you the courtesy of picking which two you would like to start with.
Uh, I don't really have a specific point to start on. I kind of have points for all of these in my notes. So generally, I think like maybe starting on what it did well is maybe a good like starting point. But I don't have like a this is the immediate part I have to start on. It's more just like I think okay, that's
and
kind
you
of
said what
a,
it did well.
What it did well might be like is, that's like a.
Is good there opener. A second one you'd like to also dig into?
Why it failed. I have a lot of opinions on that.
Sounds great. Jordan, and then Jordan, is there a section you'd like?
I could do, what's that? I had a burp. I could do, where it could have gone.
Okay. Sounds great. All right. Then I'll take the rest.
Cool.
Jordan gets second pick cause he, does like about the manga section. So he doesn't really get to have two sections hit.
Okay.
David, David used to do it, but he became, David,
I couldn't say the
David
words
has
good.
Problems, pronouncing. A lot of
pronunciation.
So,
yeah. Sorry, I'm a little out of it. I have. I'm 32, so now I have a food hangover from my cereal party last night. So let's
cereal.
Yeah. So
Jesus
essentially,
Christ.
My birthday party was everyone brought in a box of cereal and we just ate cereal for 5 hours.
Oh my god!
Oh, happy belated birthday!
Sounds
oh, thank
fun.
You. All right, and then you are aware we're going to record for 10 minutes, hour 10.
Yeah.
It's edited. So if you ever want to retake something or if you just straight up want something cut that you said, literally say, hey, Dylan, cut that out. You may even see Jordan say, David, can you say that again?
Okay.
And then at the start, I'm just trying to zip through this because I know Jordan said that he's got a little bit of a time limit himself.
Yeah.
Just heads up, we're going to introduce you. If you could give like a 30-second spiel about yourself and then we'll really dive into it at the end of the show where you can absolutely talk about everything.
Okay.
But yeah, any questions?
Nope. That all makes sense.
Perfect. I love doing it with a pro. All right. So we're going to do 10 seconds of silence now for noise cancellation. We're going to do 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, just to signify for our editor the start of the show. We'll also do a clap sync in between each section, which I'll note as well. But yeah, let's do 10 seconds of silence right now. Three, two, one. 3, 2, 1.